This is Tom Arms of LookAdNews.com's World Report for the week being the 12th of June. LookAd broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. The British and Irish parliaments resume business next week and the French hold their second round of parliamentary elections. It's looking good for newly elected President Emmanuel Macron, winning an outright majority for his En Marche party. It's Russia Day on Monday, a public holiday. This year, opposition leader Alexei Navalny has called on supporters to stage protest rallies. Next week, Congress starts hearing on President Donald Trump's proposed 2018 budget, beginning with Trump's plans to cut foreign aid by a third and the State Department budget by 28%. In Missouri on Monday, there's a special legislative session to consider stricter regulations on abortion clinics. And hacker Vladimir Drinkman faces being sentenced to 30 years in jail and a $1 million fine for a hacking crime that involved the theft of 160 million credit card numbers and passwords. In Britain on Tuesday, former Indian politician and billionaire businessman Vijay Mallya faces extradition. Mallya is wanted in India for money laundering, fraud and income tax evasion. British Airways cabin crew are planning a four-day walkout from Friday over poverty pay. In Finland on Thursday and Friday, there will be a summit of environment, maritime and fisheries ministers to discuss the development and security of the Arctic. In Colombia on Wednesday, guerrillas from FARC are scheduled to surrender another 30% of their weapons to UN observers. And finally, on behalf of all the other fathers out there, a quick reminder that next Sunday is International Father's Day. My hope is for a hug and a scotch. And that was next week's News Today so that you can plan to participate in the world around you. Stay tuned after this message for the expanded Look Ahead World Analysis. This is Tom Arms of LookAdNews.com's expanded world analysis for the week beginning the 12th of June. LookAd broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. It's back to business next week for the British and Irish parliaments after general elections in the British Isles. The French parliament, on the other hand, is still dissolved until after the second round of elections on Sunday. Opinion polls indicate that President Emmanuel Macron's En Marche will reap the benefit of their young leader's honeymoon with the French voters and win an outright majority. It's Russia Day on Monday. The date is a public holiday and marks the beginning of the end of the Soviet Union and its replacement by the Russian Federation. This year, opposition leader Alexei Navalny has called on supporters to stage mass anti-government protest rallies against widespread corruption. Navalny was detained earlier this year for organizing anti-government rallies and plans to run in the 2018 elections against President Vladimir Putin. Next week, Congress starts hearing on President Donald Trump's proposed 2018 budget, beginning with Trump's plans to cut foreign aid by a third and the State Department budget by 28%. In Missouri on Monday, there's a special legislative session to consider stricter regulations on abortion clinics. Governor Eric Greitens called the session after a federal judge ruled that abortion clinics need not meet standards for surgical centers. Vladimir Drinkman, perpetrator of the world's biggest computer hacking crime, will be sentenced by a New Jersey court on Saturday. Drinkman conspired to steal passwords and 160 million credit card numbers from more than 15 companies. He faces up to 30 years in prison and a $1 million fine. In Britain on Tuesday, former Indian politician and billionaire businessman Vijay Mallya is in court on extradition charges. Mallya is wanted in India on charges of contempt of court, money laundering, fraud, and income tax evasion. British Airways cabinet crew are planning a four-day walkout from Friday over poverty pay. The threatened industrial action follows hard on the heels of a computer failure which grounded BA flights worldwide. In Finland on Thursday and Friday, there will be a summit of environment, maritime, and fisheries ministers to discuss the development and security of the Arctic. The meeting is being co-hosted by the European Commission and the Finnish government. In Colombia on Wednesday, guerrillas from FARC are scheduled to surrender another 30% of their weapons to UN observers. The original deadline to complete the surrender was May 30, but it was extended at the request of FARC commanders because of camp construction delays. And that was next week's News Today, so that you can plan to participate in the world around you. Stay tuned after this message for viewpoints around the world with myself and Lockwood Phillips.